My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we had Nick Caserio on yesterday. He was really good. We'll get to him in just a second. But the big story yesterday, Derek Stingley, I think you hit the nail on the head in the open set. Derek Stingley was the big story. As a cornerback, had a good day, man. Had one of the best plays of camp on a pick where he ran the route basically for Tank Dell and went up and got the ball, and Tank didn't like it, and Tank was trying to wrestle the ball away. I'll tell you what, it was funny watching Nick out there yesterday. You know, it's, you know, the GM's got kind of eyes on practice, kind of stands in the background quite a bit. The skirmish between Tank and Stingley, where Tank was trying to steal the ball away from him, and it's basically the two of them hugging a football and rolling around on the ground.
Yeah.
Two of the more injury-prone players on the team rolling around on the ground. Nick was making a beeline to get over to that little kerfuffle over there.
Uh-huh.
When the actual fight was going on down a little bit later, where it was like 20 guys sitting there pushing and shoving and eventually Stingley cheap-shotting Dalton Schultz, Nick was just kind of laying back and watching that whole thing play out.
That was well, there was a huge, huge scrum.
Yeah,
and you know, mostly peacemakers more than agitators. At one point, C.J. Stroud was trying to get in to break it up, and then it looked like it might have been Was it Lonnie Johnson that was pushing Stroud away?
Lonnie was in the mix in there, yeah.
I don't know who it was that was trying to push trying to keep CJ out of being a peacemaker, which actually, because it was a defensive player, it looked like it might have been contentious. I choose to think whoever that player was, it was more like, all right, no, you stay out of this,
yeah.
CJ. We don't need you catching a stray.
Okay, well, let's start there. Okay, so yesterday, the whole thing started when Stephon Diggs caught a pass over the middle, was kind of falling to the ground, and Jimmy Ward kind of helped him fall to the ground and landed on top of him.
Right, and maybe it's hard to tell exactly. Like, did he do it with oomph, or did he kind of just fall on him because he had his feet cut out from underneath him? It was on a day where there had been a little extracurricular chippiness this apparently was a tipping point.
It was enough to get the defense and the offense nose to nose collectively with each other in kind of a big crowd. And the crowd, you could see there was some movement in the crowd, a little bit of pushing and shoving, no punches thrown or anything like that. And then when they finally got the two sides relatively separated, man, out of nowhere, like shot out of a gun, Derek Stingley comes over and just waylays Dalton Schultz
from
kind of like the side.
From the side,
But definitely not within view where Schultz could brace himself.
Schultz didn't see it coming or anything.
No.
It was a cheap shot. It was a cheap shot against your own teammate.
Yeah.
The other day, D'Amico's talking about how important it is that guys not, you know, in the course of a play, don't be hitting guys from the side when you're practicing with shoulder pads on.
Yeah.
You know, nothing like that. Stingley went up and did that very thing, except like about 2 minutes after a play.
Yep.
It was, and at the time we were watching from the other sideline, Tegan Quatoriano was really heated and worked up. Before Stingley came in and hit Schultz, maybe it was after, but I noticed Tegan Quatoriano all worked up as the offensive players were walking back towards the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And Stingley came out of nowhere and just hit him.
All right, so I've got three winners and three losers from this fight. We'll do this real quick, and then we'll get to Nick Caserio. I thought you touched on C.J. Stroud, so I'll start there. I thought C.J., for a guy who's hyper-competitive, did a good job of keeping himself out of the middle of the fray. You don't want your quarterback in there in the middle of the crowd where he might catch a stray person falling on the ground and hitting him in the leg or something like that.
By keeping himself out, do you mean he was restrained by another person? Because he didn't keep himself out of it. He was trying to get in there.
Footage I saw, I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
The footage I saw, he was on the fringe of the fray, like kind of holding a defensive player back.
Okay, he was at one point, he was trying to get in. And
well, good job getting out then,
I believe, CJ. The one I saw, the defensive player was holding him out.
Okay, so, see, I saw him holding a defensive player
okay,
out.
Okay, at one point,
Yeah. All right, so CJ.
I don't know if he held himself out as much as I'm assuming he was going in to try to break it up. You know, like, typically that's what
good
quarterbacks
do. Good job staying healthy. How's that?
Okay, good job.
Good job staying healthy, CJ Stroud. Number two, winners. I think D'Amico Ryans loved this yesterday. I think he loved the chippiness. I think he likes when guys get a little upset.
I don't know.
A little shovey.
Okay. There might be him liking the chippiness part of it.
Yeah.
I don't think he liked Derek Stingley taking a cheap shot on Dalton Schultz.
No, I'm talking about the overall, like the fight. The whole fight thing. Yeah, nobody likes a cheap shot.
He's got to have a conversation with Stingley about that.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just like, it's flat out. It's unacceptable.
Right.
I don't know if that was bad. It was really bad.
Right.
It was really, I don't know what led up to it or anything, but you don't take a cheap shot on one of your teammates, much less one of your high paid
$12 million a year tight end
just from the side, well after a skirmish
is
over.
Pull that crap with Quatoriano. You can't pull it with Schultz.
You made a good point too, Sean, and especially if you're one of the most injury prone dudes in the league, don't do it. Okay,
yes.
If you're a guy that hasn't had a healthy season since 2019, don't be going and taking cheap shots on Dalton Schultz.
No. I would say, so D'Amico Ryans I have as a winner because I think he liked the actual, like, the chippiness that led to a fight. I think D'Amico likes an occasional fight at training camp.
It's tough. It's tough because I think guys that really like it, because I think Coughlin used to be that way, but when one of his, when I was in Jacksonville, Marcus Stroud was a rookie, first round draft pick, he broke his hand on an offensive lineman's face.
You got to be smart.
Got a good overhand right on a 6'7" offensive lineman, whose helmet was off. So Stroud had, usually, as long as if you get the guy's helmet off, in a lot of ways, you've already won the fight because if it didn't get broken up, you've got the advantage there. So they don't like, after that, Coughlin was strictly prohibited fighting.
Okay.
So I think D'Amico liked the chipping. And it wasn't, I don't know if there was even a punch thrown. Yeah. He would really like it if there was chippiness. Yeah. And I don't know if there was a punch thrown because of the scrum.
Yeah, it was hard to see.
Yeah.
It's hard to see. Number three, Stephon Diggs. He kind of walked away from this whole thing. I was, you know what? And first loser in this whole thing, I think Diggs was a winner because he walked away from it. He didn't, I don't think he caused anything. He caught a football and went to the ground. NFL notifications at NFL Notify, first loser. They tweet out a picture of Diggs and it says Texans wide receiver Stephon Diggs was in the middle of a fight at training camp today. Are we surprised?
Yeah.
That was lame.
It's one of those things where it's literally true, but it's obviously misleading. Yeah. You're like, okay, yes, he was in the middle of it, but it leads you to somebody that doesn't know and hasn't watched it reads that, and it reads as if like, oh, okay, he was a part of it.
Throwing punches. Yeah. You can't tell the story of that fight without mentioning Stephon Diggs, but he didn't cause the fight. Like, he wasn't in the middle of it.
You just flat out, honestly, you got to block all of these nameless, faceless aggregators. If it's one thing if it's an aggregator, but who has his name on it. These
nameless NFL notifications.
They're the worst. They put out those tweets where it's like a one-word quote, and they just completely destroy the context of it.
Stingley, loser in the fight, for sure. You hated that. A lot of people hated that. Jimmy Ward, I will put him in this category of loser in the fight. For a guy who gets hurt a lot, he sure does push the envelope in these padded practices.
Oh, that's a good point,
Like, remember last year he blasted Dalton Schultz over the middle on a play? Mm-hmm. He's been doing a little of that out there at these couple first padded practices. And I get it, he's a vet, and maybe you get a little latitude, you know, kind of like you're one of the older guys,
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
College or the dorm or whatever, you can get away with a little bit more. You can get away with bullying the freshman and sophomore a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You missed time with three different injuries last year, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be making other people unhealthy if you're unable to stay healthy during
Right.
Those are my rules.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are my winners and losers from the fight yesterday.
I think that, so usually that stuff's left on the field. You don't bring it into the locker room. I do think that D'Amico probably had a nice conversation with Derek Stingley afterwards. And those guys, I'll have the audio from this here in the next segment or two. But the two linebackers from the Colts, E.J. Speed and Zaire Franklin, that have been kind of going back and forth with C.J. Stroud the entire offseason. Yeah. They had actually specifically brought up Dalton Schultz as a guy that they respected as a dog, that who like would go after them in games and talk and wouldn't back down, wouldn't try to be like looking to the officials or anything. Like he was scrappy, but then could, you know, pound it out afterwards and just say, hey, like it's all just football, whatever.
Yep.
Schultz is no punk.
No.
I think sometimes for two reasons. One, because he went to Stanford.
Bingo.
And two, because he can't block. That I think people might assume he's a punk or something. Like, no, there's plenty of guys who can't block who aren't punks.
Right.
Schultz is no punk.
He's not, man.
Sometimes these young guys need to be, like, they need to realize, like, oh, the big kind of goofy looking gamer dude from Stanford, he's a punk. I'll just say, just be careful with that.
Absolutely. With that. Yeah. Stingley.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nick Caserio was on with us yesterday. He talked about C.J. Stroud. Here's Nick Caserio talking about how C.J. Stroud makes his job easier.
Well, he's a good player, so you want to have more good players. Good players want to play with good players.
Yeah.
So I think we're very purposeful about how we try to build a team, and it's getting people with the right mindset, with the right mentality, and just come in and do your job and just be the best version of yourself each day, whatever that entails. So don't worry about things that you can't control. Just go out there and try to improve. I was talking to actually Blake Fisher about this yesterday going into, after the walkthrough, and it's about, well, I'm just going to, focus on maybe one or two things that day. If you try to focus on 60 things in practice, you're not going to perfect anything. So, and I think CJ takes that same approach. He's very competitive. You saw that competitiveness yesterday in the team drill.
Yes.
He has that edge to him, and he's not afraid. So, I mean, that's just part of, growth and development in the position. Being confident in yourself. If you're confident in yourself and you're confident in your preparation, then you can go out there and play confidently on the field.
A lot of good things there about CJ. The first 5 seconds of that cut was what I was trying to get at with the question with him. Good players like to play with good players.
Yeah.
It's easier to sell Danielle Hunter and Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs that this is the right place for them to go win a Super Bowl when you've got C.J. Stroud as
your
quarterback.
That's just kind of like...
he was around Brady all those years, so he knows.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, they would get all those veterans that were just trying to win a Super Bowl, and they knew that going to the Patriots and playing with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, that was the way to do it. I think the added benefit, if the Texans can capitalize on some of this potential that they have right now, is that Belichick was always looked at as a guy who's like, okay, yeah, look great. He's not like a lovable players coach or anything, but he's going to help me win a championship. Whereas with D'Amico, you get the added benefit of, man, I like watching this guy on the sideline and things people say about him. This sounds like the Shangri-La.
I like
of places to go. They got C.J. Stroud, and they've got a coach who, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, there have other times. For a long time, the Broncos were a little bit like that, A, because they were good, and B, because Shanahan had a reputation as a player's coach, Mike Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, the environment was just a really cool environment. Kubiak came out of that school. And then Kubiak, I mean, obviously they never had the appeal of being the it team or anything in Houston when Kubiak was here. But he was thought of as a guy that, man, it's fun playing for that guy.
No doubt.
He doesn't really, there's not a lot of BS.
Nope.
He cares about being a good football team.
Let's play one more. Seth, you followed up with that to that question asking Nick about he saw Tom Brady early in Brady's career rise to stardom, Hollywood marquee figure, and how does that transition go? What are his concerns, or how does he feel about being the GM when C.J. Stroud is on a similar ascension?
No, it's interesting. Everything this day and age is that much more magnified,
yeah,
because there's so many more eyeballs. You know, Sean and I were just talking before the various platforms that are available. So there's always opportunities. People are watching what you're doing. I'd say 20 years ago, it wasn't as magnified, and there was a lot that happened. Like, when you go back and look at Tom, like, he had success early, but he didn't, because in 2000 he was a fourth-string quarterback.
Yeah.
And then he was the backup quarterback going into 2001, and then he played when Drew got hurt, and then we went on a run there. And I'd say that offseason, there was probably a lot coming at you. The 02 season was one of our worst seasons, actually. I mean, we went 9-7. Mm-hmm. Like, we were horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't make the playoffs. It was like, all right, well, let's go back to the drawing board. So I think it's you have to separate each year. What happened in the past? What happened that year? All right, that's great. Let's focus on the present, and let's not get too caught up in things that it's great to have fun. We want people to live their lives and enjoy what they're doing. That's great. And just understand, everybody's tugging at you, right? Yeah. Everybody wants you, and there's eyeballs, and everything gets magnified. But once you step back into this arena, then the focus is on football, because if you play great football and you're good at your job, you're going to have so many other opportunities because of how you played on the field. So I think it's important for any player to not lose sight of that.
And I wonder, you know, he didn't specifically cite Brady as a guy that didn't, you know, progress in his second year as a full-time starter. But I wonder, I don't know if that's what he was kind of insinuating or what have you.
Yeah.
But the other thing I would point out about that first Patriots team was, like, on paper, they weren't that good of a team.
No.
I remember there was a quote by Bill Belichick that after the game after the Super Bowl, he had called up. He was talking with one of his friends on the phone. He's like, "Can you believe we won with that team?"
Right.
You know. And right. So yeah, that's the ultimate lesson. And like, look, no matter what you did the year before, you start from scratch the next year. So I think that in terms of CJ, he consciously tries to keep a humility about himself. Mm-hmm. So regardless of anything he did that was very public in the offseason, I think he very much gets and understands that part of the game, that you're always, like, you always have to start back at square one, that anything you did last year, it doesn't come easily to replicate it. So yeah. I'm not overly worried about that.
No, and Nick doesn't seem overly worried about it either. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're in studio today. No Texans practice today. They're back at it tomorrow. We'll be back out there tomorrow as well. Headlines up next. The Astros expand their lead in the AL West, and a Houston legend, passes away yesterday. We will get to that in headlines coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.